1. You hear someone talking about women's football. What's she doing when she speaks? A. Encouraging young girls to support a team. B. Suggesting how to attract young girls to the sport. C. Asking young girls to take the sport seriously.
I think we really have to encourage young girls to get involved in women's football, to show them it's a great sport and there are opportunities to play on the world stage. Things like the Women's World Cup, things like the Olympic Games. That's what inspires young kids to do things. They get to see role models and they get to see opportunities for them to perform, you know, in front of huge audiences. So I think if we want this sport to develop, this is the message we have to get across. I think we really have to encourage young girls to get involved in women's football, to show them it's a great sport and there are opportunities to play on the world stage. Things like the Women's World Cup, things like the Olympic Games. That's what inspires young kids to do things. They get to see role models and they get to see opportunities for them to perform, you know, in front of huge audiences. So I think if we want this sport to develop, this is the message we have to get across.
2. You hear a man talking on the radio about a bag made for use on walking trips. How does this new bag differ from others? A. It has pockets on the side. B. You can take off the rain cover. C. There are some extra features.
This model from Van Gogh's impressive range is one of those bags that you can use quite happily on long walking trips. It has well-made, comfortable straps, large side pockets, and as on their bigger bags, there is a removable rain cover, very useful in this changeable climate. Interestingly, they've added an internal pocket for a water flask and a key clip, both of which make this bag excellent value compared to other models available. This model from Van Gogh's impressive range is one of those bags that you can use quite happily on long walking trips. It has well-made, comfortable straps, large side pockets, and as on their bigger bags, there is a removable rain cover, very useful in this changeable climate. Interestingly, they've added an internal pocket for a water flask and a key clip, both of which make this bag excellent value compared to other models available.
3. On the radio, you hear a man discussing a cartoon film about dinosaurs. What aspect of the film disappointed him? A. The design of the backgrounds. B. The quality of the sound effects. C. The size of the dinosaurs.
Well, it's an amazing film. They got all the details right. Well, almost. They certainly give you a good idea of just how enormous these creatures were. They make you feel really tiny. And the way they move is so believable. Having said that, I feel there should have been more research into the scenic effects. You need to know what their environment was like, the kinds of plants these giants were eating. What they had was some kind of strange landscape. But when it came to the noises that these beasts would have made, you were left in no doubt. A lot of effort had gone into making them terrifyingly realistic. Well, it's an amazing film. They got all the details right. Well, almost. They certainly give you a good idea of just how enormous these creatures were. They make you feel really tiny. And the way they move is so believable. Having said that, I feel there should have been more research into the scenic effects. You need to know what their environment was like, the kinds of plants these giants were eating. What they had was some kind of strange landscape. But when it came to the noises that these beasts would have made, you were left in no doubt. A lot of effort had gone into making them terrifyingly realistic.
4. You overhear a couple talking about keeping fit. What do they agree about? A. The need to be more active. B. The benefits of joining a gym. C. The dangers of too much exercise.
We ought to take more exercise, you know. Well, there's probably something in that, but I resent constantly being told by the media that I'm not active enough.
Well, doctors want people to take that message on board too.
So people join a gym, spend a fortune on fitness videos, then within a few weeks get fed up with it, so it's money down the drain.
Some people manage to keep it up.
Yes, and then they start overdoing it so that it rules their life.
I don't think there's much danger of that in your case. We ought to take more exercise, you know.
Well, there's probably something in that, but I resent constantly being told by the media that I'm not active enough.
Well, doctors want people to take that message on board too.
So people join a gym, spend a fortune on fitness videos, then within a few weeks get fed up with it, so it's money down the drain.
Some people manage to keep it up.
Yes, and then they start overdoing it so that it rules their life.
I don't think there's much danger of that in your case.
5. In a radio play, you hear a woman talking on the phone to a friend. Where does the woman want her friend to meet her? A. On the beach. B. At the bank. C. In a shop.
Hi, glad I caught you in. I'm phoning from my mobile and guess where I am now. Yeah, can you hear the waves? Tell you what, we can both do the shopping together this evening if you like. It won't take long. How about coming to join me for a couple of hours first? No, I've got enough cash. I went past the bank this morning. But if you need some, get it on your way here. Okay, so is that settled then? See you soon. I promise you won't regret it. Hi, glad I caught you in. I'm phoning from my mobile and guess where I am now. Yeah. Can you hear the waves? Tell you what, we can both do the shopping together this evening if you like. It won't take long. How about coming to join me for a couple of hours first? No, I've got enough cash. I went past the bank this morning. But if you need some, get it on your way here. Okay, so is that settled then? See you soon. I promise you won't regret it.
6. You hear a student talking to his friend about a meeting with his tutor. What was the student's purpose in meeting his tutor? A. To see if there was a part-time job available. B. To ask for financial assistance. C. To request more time to complete coursework.
How did it go then?
Well, I didn't say what I wanted immediately. First, we talked about the difficulty of the course and how much pressure it puts on students and so on. Mm. I mean, last month I had to ask for an extension on both my assignments.
Mm, I did too. You're not alone there. And?
I finally got to the point saying I'd lost my part-time job and had money problems. She mentioned that there were special grants for those having difficulty with the costs. So I got an application form to fill in, and if they accept that, it'll cover the fees for the next 6 months. So problem solved.
Great. How did it go then?
Well, I didn't say what I wanted immediately. First, we talked about the difficulty of the course and how much pressure it puts on students and so on. Mm. I mean, last month I had to ask for an extension on both my assignments.
Mm, I did too. You're not alone there. And?
I finally got to the point saying I'd lost my part-time job and had money problems. She mentioned that there were special grants for those having difficulty with the costs, so I got an application form to fill in, and if they accept that, it'll cover the fees for the next 6 months, so problem solved.
Great.
7. You hear a man talking about learning how to paint landscapes. What does he say about it? A. It proved easier than he had thought. B. It showed him he had some talent. C. It opened up opportunities for him.
The best way to learn how to paint is out in the open, with a teacher giving you guidance. Sitting on a stool and painting, you forget about everything else. I thought it would be demanding, and it was, although I wasn't trying to become a professional. Choosing and mixing the colours, trying to create perfect clouds. I was amazed when people passed by and peered over my shoulder and said, "I wish I could do that." Seeing artists at work had always fascinated me. But at school, a teacher's report had said, "Peter has no feeling for art or design." Then at last, I knew she'd been wrong. The best way to learn how to paint is out in the open, with a teacher giving you guidance. Sitting on a stool and painting, you forget about everything else. I thought it would be demanding, and it was, although I wasn't trying to become a professional. Choosing and mixing the colours, trying to create perfect clouds. I was amazed when people passed by and peered over my shoulder and said, I wish I could do that. Seeing artists at work had always fascinated me. But at school, a teacher's report had said, Peter has no feeling for art or design. Then at last, I knew she'd been wrong.
8. You turn on the radio and hear a man talking. What's he talking about? A. Finding friendship. B. Solving problems. C. Helping others.
It's sometimes hard to deal with a difficult situation on your own. Having the support of someone else can make all the difference, and we should recognise that getting the aid of a friend or relative is a strength and not a weakness. So often we are led to believe that sharing our challenges is a sign of failure. This simply isn't true. The most successful people are those who know how and when to ask for help. So don't battle on with things on your own if you don't need to. Here are a few tips on how to cope with the problems. It's sometimes hard to deal with a difficult situation on your own. Having the support of someone else can make all the difference, and we should recognise that getting the aid of a friend or relative is a strength and not a weakness. So often we are led to believe that sharing our challenges is a sign of failure. This simply isn't true. The most successful people are those who know how and when to ask for help. So don't battle on with things on your own if you don't need to. Here are a few tips on how to cope with a problem.